Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Beyond the Shallows. And we're talking about this idea of just learning to follow Jesus one step at a time. And we're looking at the life of Simon Peter, really looking at the gospel and what it means to follow Jesus through the lens of his life. And so this Sunday, I went back to Matthew 14. Last week, we were in Matthew 16. I kind of rewound back to Matthew 14, to the episode right after the feeding of the 5,000. So 2 weeks ago, we covered Jesus feeding the 5,000 and really teaching his disciples about what it means to serve others and how to minister to others and how we give what we have to Jesus. And he multiplies that, and that he is not only the Lord of all creation who has the ability to multiply the bread and the fish, but that he's the bread of life. We talked about how, you know, the ultimate point of the miracle is to point us toward the reality that Jesus is the bread of life. He's the only one who can satisfy our souls. Now, right after that story, in three of the Gospels, you have the very next story is the story of Jesus walking on the water and Simon Peter getting out of the boat and walking on the water as well. But before any of that happens, there's just a quick note in there about how actually twice Jesus was trying to get alone to pray. Before the feeding of the 5,000, he went off alone, but crowds followed him, and then after he feeds them and he dismisses the crowds and he sends Simon Peter and the disciples out onto the lake, he goes alone to pray. And so I just took some time to highlight that. I want to take some time to highlight it now, that Jesus had, the scriptures say he often went off alone to pray, to be with his heavenly Father. He had a habit of being alone with God, his Father. And I think it's I think it follows, right? I mean, just logically, if the Son of God, God in human form, needed to be with God the Father on a regular basis, needed time alone to pray, to meditate, to be in, right? He is the Word, but also to be in the Word of God. You and I need that. If the Son of God, if Jesus needed that time alone, then you and I need a habit of being alone with God. And I said on Sunday, you know, it's not wrong to pray during crisis, not wrong to pray during seasons where things are just difficult. That's absolutely right to do that. It's just wrong to only pray during crisis. You know, Jesus prayed during crisis. He prayed before the crucifixion. He prayed after days of heavy ministry where he was tired and weary. Like, it is right and good to pray when the tank is empty or when you're in crisis. It's just, if that's the only time that you pray is when you need something, right? God, I need something right now, or I'm in trouble. That's not the relationship that God wants with us or that he wants us to have with him. I use the phrase, prayer should be more like a lifestyle than a crisis helpline, right? Our Father who art in heaven. It's this relationship that we have with God and that he has given to us by sending his Son Jesus and reconciling us to himself. It's a relationship, not just, you know, a crisis helpline. And so I want to talk just briefly about forming that habit, right? About spending time in the Word, spending time in prayer. I have a pastor friend who, to his church, he encourages them just to, whatever you're doing right now, add 5 minutes a day, right? Whatever you're doing right now, add 5 minutes a day. Take a next step as far as your time in the Word and your time in prayer. So what's beautiful about that is if you're spending 30 minutes a day in prayer and in the Word, it's like, great. And you've developed that habit, you know, take a next step and add 5 minutes. But if I'm thinking specifically of those of us who are like, I have never really had this habit in my life. Well, you're at zero right now, and that's okay, but add 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes. And I think hopefully that's an encouragement to you. I think sometimes what we can do is we're like, I haven't developed this habit well, so I'm gonna start by reading an hour a day and then praying for half an hour after that. And that just may not be realistic for you right now. I would encourage you, read for 5 minutes a day. If you want to know a starting place, I often encourage people to start with the book of Luke, and you'll get all, you know, different opinions about where you should start, but start with Luke and then go into Acts. They were once really one book written by the same author, by Luke. And so Luke, the Gospel of Luke, is the story of Jesus and his life all the way up to his crucifixion and resurrection and ascension. And then into the book of Acts, you go into the history of the early church and the life of Paul and his missionary journeys. And so as a history major, I always enjoyed that, right? And you don't have to start there, but start somewhere. maybe start in the book of Luke, start with 5 minutes a day, get alone, spend time, a few minutes praying after you read. And here's what's so important when it comes to cultivating a habit: do it even when you don't feel like doing it. There are some days you might wake up, or if you're doing it in the evenings and you're like, I really feel like doing this right now, I see the value in it. And then there may be other days where you don't so much feel the value or see the value in it. And it's important that we keep doing it anyway, because we know, Lord, I need this time with you. Jesus said that he is the vine and we're the branches, and that apart from him, we can't do anything. But if we abide in him, then we'll bear much fruit. And certainly part of that abiding process is knowing him through his word, spending time with the Father in prayer, cultivating a habit of time alone with God to slow down, to read his word, to pray, to reflect. And for that to be more of a lifestyle for the believer, right? Not, you don't have to just stop praying after you're alone with God. You can keep praying throughout the day, but having that as a part and a habit in your life to be alone with God. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time just to pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, we love you, and Lord, thank you that because of Jesus, we can come to you anytime, and we can talk to you right now. And Lord, we don't have to use special words. We don't have to try to make it sound better. We can just talk to you honestly from our hearts, because you are our Father. We love you. Thank you for Jesus. And God, I pray for everyone who's listening right now that in the days to come, if they don't already have this habit, Lord, that they would begin to cultivate the habit of being alone with you. God, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now just to pray for yourself.